WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the 1930s, federal agent Elliot Ness took on gangster Al Capone in Chicago. Ness told his story in a book called The Untouchables. In the late 50s and early 60s, Robert Stack starred as Ness in the TV series The Untouchables. The new movie The Untouchables isn't based on the TV series. It draws directly from Ness's book. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
There's a film critic's term I hate to use because it sounds so pretentious, mise-en-scène. It's French, of course, and it literally means the placement of things in the scene. People, doorways, guns, what have you. The only reason I'm bringing it up is to differentiate the terrific things in The Untouchables from the lousy things. You see, Brian De Palma, the film's director, is a master of mise-en-scène. In other words, he knows everything about what you should see in a shot and how you should see it. The Untouchables is full of gripping, exuberantly directed action scenes, including the already famous one in which De Palma takes off on the classic Odessa steppe sequence from Potemkin. But the other half of a director's job is getting great performances out of the actors, and that's where De Palma has trouble. He can make suspense build and violence explode, but he can't get two people to sit in a room and have a convincing conversation. Obsession he understands, irony he understands, anything larger than life he understands, but simple, affectionate relationships throw him for a loop. And that's why all the movie's characters fall flat. The story, as I'm sure you know, is about how the Treasury agent Elliot Ness cleaned up gangland Chicago and put Al Capone in jail. And the movie has a great Capone in Robert De Niro, who is very much larger than life, a boisterously public figure, half mayor, half Lord High Executioner.
I'm going to tell you something. Somebody messes with me, I'm going to mess with him. Somebody steals from me, I'm going to say you stole, not talk to him for spitting on the sidewalk.
Right.
You understand?
Mr. Capone,
I'll tell you one more thing. You got an all-out prize fight, you wait till the fight's over, one guy's left standing, and that's how you know who won.
But Elliot Ness is supposed to be Johnny Cleancut. He has a wife and kid, and the movie's family scenes are the sort of goopy Norman Rockwell fantasies that leave you waiting for the punchline, which never comes. The screenwriter, David Mamet, has given Elliot Ness such stilted dialogue that it's hard to imagine who could have spouted it convincingly. The star of the film, Kevin Costner, never comes close.
The truth of the case is that the man Capone is a killer and he will go free. There is only one way to deal with such men, and that is hunt them down. I have forsworn myself. I have broken every law I swore to defend. I have become what I beheld, and I am content that I have done right. Now, that man must be stopped, and you must...
I'll be the judge of what I must do, Mr. Ness.
You see what I mean? And that leaves Sean Connery, who gives a real live-wire performance in the hackneyed role of Elliot Ness's mentor. The whole screenplay, in fact, is awfully old hat. In telling the story of the innocent good guy who has to learn how to play dirty in order to tame a tough town, Mamet is giving us reruns of clichés we remember from old westerns, and he's doing it without conviction. I didn't believe a moment of The Untouchables, but that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it. When De Palma gets all the elements swirling in a shoot-'em-up or a suspense sequence, mere mise-en-scène seems like entertainment enough.
Stephen Schiff is critic-at-large for Vanity Fair.